The 2002 midterm election finally ends tomorrow. That's when Louisiana votes in an unusual Saturday runoff for the Senate. The Democratic incumbent, Mary Landrieu, failed to get more than 50% of the vote on November 5th and now faces a strong challenge from Republican State Elections Commissioner Suzanne Terrell. The latest polls show the race a dead heat, and both parties are pouring money and operatives into the state to fight this last battle. NPR national political correspondent Mara Eliason reports.
Control of the Senate is no longer in the balance, as it was on November 5th, but both parties are treating the Louisiana Senate race as if it was. President Bush was in Louisiana this week, campaigning for Susie Terrell, trying to help her the way he helped other Republican challengers in November.
She's counting on you. And I'm counting on you to do everything you can to turn out a big vote and send this good woman to the United States Senate.
Terrell has made her support for the president the cornerstone of her campaign. Mary Landrieu says Terrell is nothing more than a rubber stamp for the president. Landrieu claims she is an independent voice who will put Louisiana first. Both women have moderate records. This race is not about ideology. Instead, it's all about turnout. The campaign has been nasty and at times personal, with Terrell saying Landrieu couldn't be a good Catholic and support abortion rights. The television ads are negative and aimed at getting the core voters in each party to the polls tomorrow.
There's a difference on Social Security. Susie Terrell supports privatizing the system, raiding trillions from the trust fund.
Mary Landrieu is rated the most liberal senator in Louisiana history. She voted to distribute the morning after abortion pill in our schools.
In their latest television debate, Landrieu tried to answer Terrell's attacks.
First of all, I did not vote to dispense the morning after pill without parental consent. It is a bald-faced lie.
Ms. Landrieu,
I will say that
Terrell has had problems with the abortion issue as well. On NBC's Meet the Press, she said she was for a constitutional amendment banning abortion with no exceptions for rape, incest, or life of the mother. Then she issued a statement saying she was for those exceptions.
Which is it, and why did you change?
Well, I am a practicing Catholic. I believe in the sanctity of life, and I am pro-life, and I will fight for the unborn.
Terrell has reinvented herself for this campaign. A moderate to liberal Republican when she was a city council member in New Orleans, she's moved to the right, particularly on the abortion issue. In the runoff, she's trying to appeal to pro-life voters who supported another candidate during the primary, Tony Perkins, a conservative state representative. Perkins only got 10%, but many of those voters had never come to the polls before. They're a small but very important constituency for Terrell, says Jeff Cruer, a political commentator and former Republican Party official.
Perkins really motivated those people to go to the polls, so he brought people literally out of the woodwork. Are those same people going to come out for Susie Terrell, a New Orleanian, a person of questionable background on the pro-life issue, someone not as conservative as Tony Perkins? We'll see.
In an interview in his dismantled Baton Rouge campaign headquarters, Perkins himself says he isn't sure. He endorsed Terrell, but doesn't know if his fundamentalist supporters will accept her.
It's a different level when you're asking church leaders to come out and embrace someone who cannot provide them any evidence that, other than their word, that she's going to be right on the issues that they're concerned with.
Even if Terrell isn't the first choice for these voters, the Republican Party is counting on them to support her anyway, because Landrieu is pro-choice. Sue Ellen Smith, a housewife from Mandeville, says she'll vote for Terrell even though she's still not clear where Terrell stands on the nuances of pro-life issues.
I have called her office and I have talked about that, and I'm not sure where she is. I feel like on the other side with Landrieu voting, her vote was to let kids get abortions without parental consent. And so I kind of know where she stands.
But Terrell's move to the right will cost her some votes among moderate suburban women, like Cindy Collier, a homemaker from New Orleans. She's voting for Landrieu.
First time around, I really felt strongly about Terrell. At this point, I'm changing sides. I have to say I'm really for her pro-choice. You know, that's a big issue for me too, pro-choice issue. And I think women should have the right to choose whether or not they want to have an abortion.
Landrieu has problems, perhaps even more serious ones, with her base as well. Louisiana has a higher percentage of African American voters than any other state. They are the bedrock of Democratic Party support here. To win, a Democrat must get a high turnout of African American votes and about a third of the white vote. In the primary, says Louisiana political analyst John McGinnis, African American turnout was down. Tomorrow, McGinnis says, Landrieu has to do better.
But the other thing they need to do is just run a real strong get-out-the-vote operation, something they didn't do a very good job of in the primary. And in like a place like the city of New Orleans, it's called knock and pull. Knock on the door and pull them out and get them in the car and take them to the polls. There will be a much more aggressive turnout operation by the Democrats this time around.
Part of that aggressive turnout operation is convincing black leaders like State Senator Cleo Fields to work hard for Landrieu. After holding out for a long time, Fields finally decided to endorse her. Sitting in his Baton Rouge law office, Fields fingers a bumper sticker that says, "Don't respect us, don't expect us." He says African Americans were taken for granted by Landrieu's primary campaign, and he points to a television ad touting Landrieu's record of voting with President Bush 74% of the time.
Makes my job very difficult and almost impossible to some degree to turn on an African American voter. My phone's rung off the hook when that commercial hit the air.
Landrieu was trying to appeal to both African Americans, who are opposed to the president's policies, and white moderates, who think the president is doing a great job. Cleo Fields doesn't think Landrieu's balancing act worked, and he says constituents who complained to him didn't either.
They were saying, why in the world would I vote for a person who's talking about how close she is with George Bush? It was almost a slap in the face to the average African-American voter when you're sitting at home and you want to get excited and you say, I'm going to vote for this lady because she's a Democrat. We're going to beat those Republicans. And then you just commercial hits, and I have a 74% voting record with George Bush. You know, African-Americans want to puke.
Fields says Landrieu has corrected the problems of her primary campaign. In the runoff, she's been stressing her opposition to the president's policies. Democrats here hope that will motivate African-American voters like Mary Foster, a cab driver from New Orleans.
You know who I'm going to vote for? I'm going to vote for Ms. Landrieu because I figure she's the best person for this job. So I'm a Democrat all the way. And if a Republican get up in there right now, we might as well just hang it up.
Foster says even if some of her friends stayed home in November, they won't tomorrow.
They know the risk on this vote. People know it's more in state now than it was in the primary.
The runoff tomorrow will be a test for both parties, whether Democrats can continue to forge the black-white coalitions they need to win elections in an increasingly Republican South, and whether a popular president can work his magic again for yet another Republican challenger. Mara Liasson, NPR News, New Orleans.